We are joined in the studio, as promised, by a good friend of ours, Michelle Fishburn, local resident who has spent the last, 3 months, 2 months?
It's about 2 months.
Two months, right, putting together a really cool series of personal stories called Who We Are Now, which you can get online. It's a terrific series, a lot of local folks, and she's gone well beyond that and branched out into the rest of the country, talking with folks in the midst of this crazy year and getting a sense of where we all stand. So, Michelle, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thank you, Aaron. I'm great. Gorgeous day out there.
Yeah, really
God,
is.
I love Carolina weather.
Yeah. So, and you know, like especially love it now because you just got back not that long ago,
right?
You
got
traveled
back,
around the country.
Yeah, and I have to tell you that when I started to creep back toward the southeast and there was a little bit of humidity and gorgeous trees, I thought, oh, I am a Carolina girl.
So what inspired you to start this?
Well, I was... Pause. such a hard question, actually. So I found myself in July in a very strange position for a 57-year-old woman with a law degree and many years of experience behind her. I found myself unemployed, and the lease on my house was coming up, and my daughter was about to go to University of Florida as a freshman. So I found myself as a 57-year-old empty nester with no house and no job, and notwithstanding trying very hard. It is COVID.
Right.
But I did have one thing. Well, I had two things. I had my RV, which I've traveled in before when I homeschooled my kids for 10 months at a time. I also have an insatiable curiosity and a love of my country. And I was really worried about whether the country I thought I knew was still out there. And every time I talk to people about 2020, it seems like I was surprised. For example, I didn't realize that Fitch Lumber would be one of the busiest places in town in the spring because everybody was doing projects. So that's just one small example. And so as I talked to people around here about their 2020 experience, and I kept being surprised, I thought, what if I just drive across America and ask people about their 2020s, and that's what I did.
That's really cool. So who were the first people that you talked to?
You were the first person.
I know, right? Setting you up for that one, but
so Aaron was. Oh, well, actually, Amos Hummel was the first person I talked to in South Carolina, and he's an artist. And a friend of Charlotte White's who grew up here, and Eric White, they were high school sweethearts here. And anyway, Amos really kicked it off because he said his art had changed since March, that he was preparing for an exhibit and it was sort of light and comedic. And then all of a sudden he started painting ghost trees and trees down by the low country and the moon. And if you go on whowearenow.us and you look up artist, you'll find Amos and the way he describes why he had to do that and the strength he saw in the trees and the resilience. It kind of set up the entire project, actually.
Speaking with Michelle Fishburn, and you just heard the website, whowearenow.us. Go there for a whole bunch of great stories and photos and everything else from folks here locally, but also across the country. So you set out on this journey. Where did you go?
Well, I started here in North Carolina, and I went out to Wyoming and back. And what I have found, three themes. Community, innovativeness, and resilience.
Okay.
But wherever I went, I seemed to have echoes of home. So, for example, on the community front, before I left, I spoke with Jackie Carter, who is, she used to be at Mina's, now she has her own hair salon in the Lofts over by Whole Foods.
Yep.
And Jackie has a great story. When her biggest issue in 2020 was when she got to open up again, her customers all felt that they should be first. And so she thought, well, how am I going to solve this problem? And so she started a raffle, and she raffled off tickets. And whoever bought the most tickets was first in line, then she worked down.
Right.
She raised $4,500 for Porch.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool.
Isn't that neat?
I like that.
So community, a win-win. She had a problem. Another sort of echo of home is, as you probably know, Scott Maitland and Topo did the hand sanitizer.
Yep.
Well, I was way out in the middle of Pine Bluffs, Wyoming, with a population of about 900 people, and the distillery there also produced hand sanitizer. And then Dale Edwards, I spoke with him here, and he's the editor of the News of Orange up in Hillsboro. And his compassion and his stories about his community reminded me, well, when I got to Alabama and I spoke with a gentleman named Rick, who's the chamber president in Scottsboro, Alabama, they've initiated something called Save a Restaurant, Feed a Child.
Okay.
Which was really cool and reminded me of how Dale talked about Hillsboro and some of the things we do around here. Basically, you can donate money, and they will buy gift cards and for restaurants that are located near the kids who get backpacks each Friday. They
have
about
really
900
cool.
kids who get backpacks in their county.
Right.
And so they put the gift card in the backpack that goes home with the kid, and they make sure they do it by restaurants that live that are near where the kids live. Such a win-win.
Oh, that's great. How did you identify who to speak to when you went from place to place?
That was really a challenge at first. I was really bad at it. Then I figured out smaller towns rely on Facebook.
Okay.
For everything.
Right.
For the football scores, for what's happening downtown, for a road closure, for the Kiwanis Club, for the Rotary's new drive. So I went on Facebook, so I would see where I was heading, and I would look at the smaller towns. I'd look at their Facebook pages. And so, for example, the Kiwanis Club in Scottsboro, Alabama hasn't met all year, but they did a lunch to go fundraiser. And people would come in and pick up a box lunch. They all got to see each other face to face one at a time. And they raised money for children in their community.
I like that. I also like the fact that the Kiwanis Club, like, you've got all of these like service organizations that have been around forever, like the Kiwanis and the Elks and the Moose, and a lot of them are kind of in decline in places in some communities, and then there are others where they're just completely thriving.
Thriving. And I ended up speaking to a Lions Club in Henrietta, Oklahoma.
Nice.
And I think that was the one time where I just thought, oof, it was in a barbecue joint. And I didn't, the whole mask thing, that's a whole nother subject.
Yeah.
But you can't eat and you can speak with a mask on, but I chose not to. So, I had to make some risk assessments as I went. And that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. What did you learn?
About my risk assessments or
about just in general?
Okay. So let's talk about innovativeness.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, echoes of what happened here. When Kevin Callahan and Tom Rayner of Fleet Feed and Acme got together to do the Food Hub.
Carpenter United, yeah.
So innovative.
So cool, yeah.
Yes. Well, there's a guy named Aaron who works for Covington Aircraft in Okmulgee, Oklahoma.
All
okay?
right.
Which is the capital of the Creek Nation, actually.
Okay.
And they wanted to keep their employees, 900, it's a manufacturing facility, they wanted to keep their 900 employees safe. They didn't want them going off campus for lunch. So he picked up the phone and called his friend who runs down the Main Street area and said, can we work something out? And so she was able to get restaurants together that would take turns providing food every single day. It was about $1,000 a day. And this aircraft company paid for that.
Wow.
Win-win, right?
Yeah.
Another one, this is one of my favorites. In Raton, New Mexico, they have something called cash mobs, where once a month they would tell people, go, you know, support this business. Well, they couldn't have people rushing into a business in the spring.
Mm.
So they did Facebook Live cash mobs that kind of were a little bit like QVC.
Right.
So they would, so these three women who ran it would go into a store, and they'd go on Facebook Live on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 8 for 12 weeks. And they'd hold up things to be sold, and then people would buy them.
That is like QVC.
They had about 100 people watching.
Okay.
They raised over $40,000 in sales revenues for their 31 downtown businesses over 12 weeks.
Oh, that's really cool.
So they could pay rent and their utilities.
Do you feel like after you've done all of this and spoken to all of these people, like how do you feel about the country now?
I feel like the country I thought I knew is still completely there.
Yeah.
And if we could just unplug cable and unplug the internet, I think we'd be fine. You know, obviously people have different views. There was one instance where I ran with it in my face.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, people pretty much check themselves. People want to get along. They want to smile. They want to have an easy conversation. And I felt so encouraged.
Yeah.
I felt really encouraged, and I felt very removed from the America I thought existed. And as I kept traveling day after day, it was like layer after layer of like grime started to fall off of me, and I felt like I was at home throughout the country.
Oh man. Speaking with Michelle Fishburne, the project is called Who We Are Now. You can check it all out online at whowearenow.us. A whole bunch. How many stories are
Wow. So right now there are 43 up.
Okay.
And I have 27 that I have to do before
I
get on the road
again. I was going to ask you what's next, but you've got a whole big schedule planned.
I've got 27 that I have to do before I leave for Washington, D.C. on November 2nd. Because if you're going to do Who We Are Now 2020...
Mm-hmm.
There's only one place to be in the country on November 3rd and November 4th, and that'll be Washington, D.C.
Who are you going to speak to?
I'm still putting that together.
Okay.
I do plan to go out on the street a little bit, trying to figure out how to cover this without having it all be about politics or just
right.
So many aspects of 2020 that have affected people. People who's have had grandbabies who they can't see. People whose loved ones have passed away. There have been wildfires. There's a drought, a 3-year drought in Texas that there's no grass left for the farmers and the ranchers. There's the hurricanes, there's the derecho. I mean, it's just, so as I've gone around the country, to be honest with you, most people's concerns are not about the election. It's what's staring them right in the face.
People right now are running to their computers to look up what a derecho is.
D-R-E-C-H-O, right?
I think so.
D-E-R-E-C-H-O.
I don't even know. It's a weather thing, though, right?
It's a weather thing.
Yeah,
it's basically a hurricane in the middle of the country.
Okay, cool. So again, speaking with Michelle Fishburne, the other question that I had was, like, are there regional differences, or do you find that people are the same everywhere?
I have found that people are the same everywhere.
Yeah.
I really have. The thing that confuses the people in the small rural towns, because I've had this conversation multiple times, and I don't even know how to answer it, because I've lived in Chapel Hill, I've lived in Charlottesville, I grew up in Princeton, New Jersey, and I've lived in Washington, D.C. What they ask me is, you know, if anybody needs help in our community, we just give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our strength is that we just help each other. And one guy kind of paused, and he said, and I guess it's probably like that in cities, is it? And I think it is, and I think that it's more neighborhood bound. But I have to say that these small little towns where people have grown up, you know, all their lives, where they've gone off to college or something, they've come back. There's something really special about their very, very tight bonds. And they rely on that, and they really do wonder if that sets them apart from the country. I don't think it does. I think that kindness, that spirit of helping each other exists throughout America.
Is it personal versus impersonal? Like in the small town, you know specifically who you're helping? And...
I think, Aaron, you've put your finger on it. In the small town, you know who you're helping. Even in Chapel Hill, even though I've lived here for 20 years and I cannot go into the grocery store without seeing
running
somebody.
Into six
it just
people,
happened again
yep.
today, right? When I give money to Habitat for Humanity, or when I deliver food to Porch, or when I hear about the East Rotary Club, I know a few of those people, but I don't know everybody. But you still give because you know that those organizations are going to help people in your community.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. In the very small towns, they know exactly who's being helped.
Again, the project is Who We Are Now. WhoWeAreNow.us is the website. Go there and find out more. I want to keep talking to you forever, but we got to wrap up. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. If you would like to follow on Facebook, with the stories are being loaded every day. Facebook and Instagram are both at WhoWeAreNow2020. And one of my favorite stories will be loaded tonight is about the Arkansas running man who's been running all over Arkansas holding an American flag ever since March 13th, and he's a vet, and it's a great story.
Love it. Again, whowearenow.us is the website. Go there for more, and keep going there for more, because Michelle Fishburne is going to keep adding more stories to this page. Is there a book on the way? Is that... I feel like this is a book, ultimately, right?
That's what people keep saying, and I don't see me as the kind of person running around at Barnes & Noble signing books. However,
no one is until they are.
However, I've realized that actually what I'm doing is an oral history, in all seriousness. And so it probably has to be a book that is there for somebody to access later, 100 years later, to say, what were people worried about in 2020? How are they making it through?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm answering.
Again, whowearenow.us. Go there for more. Michelle Fishburne, thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you, Aaron.